Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is National Detroit Weekly with Michael Van Tool. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. National Detroit Weekly is news, information, it is opinion, commentary, your thoughts, and you can call in at 657-383-0565, or you can click online, blogtalkradio.com/ND, as in National Detroit Weekly, and you'll get online. Again, welcome. This is a weekly show, and I guess we kind of jumped the gun and you know, record it on Tuesdays, and we have it available for Wednesday. But, you know, by Wednesday, you'll get the edition, the weekly edition every week of National Detroit Weekly. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. That's the Ellis Funeral Home at 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. At the Ellis Funeral Home, we are a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. You can go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph. The Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. And we appreciate their support here at National Detroit Weekly. And I'm your host, Michael Van Tool, and thank you for joining us. National Detroit Weekly is also brought to you in part by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, showing leadership, loyalty, and longevity. They are experts in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters like drunk driving offenses, bankruptcy, estate planning, domestic law, traffic offenses, real estate transactions. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker are experts in family law, divorce, child custody, child support, and business litigation, and civil rights and police misconduct. They are the pastor's choice, specializing in serving pastors, churches, and congregations with excellence in legal representation. They are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve you. That's Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. That's my attorney, Attorney Cliff Pascal. The number is 248-353-7750, 248-353-7750 for Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. In Detroit Industrial Cleaners, if your building needs cleaning, call Detroit Industrial Cleaners because they will get it done. No matter the size, whether it's from 5,000 square feet or up to 1 million square feet, for a fair bid on schools, offices, churches, they have the references to back them up. They can set up and break down floors and furniture. They've got floor care programs. They remove garbage and debris, cleaning, sanitizing expertise, and guess what? They even do windows. With insurance and bonding on site, call Mr. Donnie or Mr. Brian or Ms. Joanne or Mr. Bellagio at 313-333-3360. A lot of threes in that. Let's get this right. Detroit Industrial Cleaners, 313-333-3360. Again, click online to listen at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ND Weekly, National Detroit Weekly. Keywords, Michael Van Tool or Detroit. And that'll get you in. Or you can just call 657-383-0565. All right. This is a message for candidates that are running. And if you are a business owner, this message is for you. So there's two groups that Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is looking at. If you're a candidate running for the first time, you know, you got to learn the game, learn it from an organization that has experience. Michigan Ocean is a public relations company that specializes in business and political consulting. So talk to a representative and set up a client interview and consultations today. Michigan Ocean is a business resource and referral service that will help grow your company due to local and national lenders and use our networking database. And finally, Michigan Ocean is a radio and advertising sales team. Let us create and air your next commercial. We can also produce and air your next radio or TV show. Go to MichiganOcean.com. There's even some commercial lending with Michigan Ocean. Some loan applications are free. However, most applications are sold as a package to clients. The address for Michigan Ocean is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400E, Southfield, Michigan. The number is 248-516-8300. 248-516-8300. MichiganOcean.com. You know, we are, as you know, some of you know, we are in the middle of our summer vacation series. We have covered Mexico, Bermuda, Hawaii, and tonight the topic is Panama. So we're going to be talking about Panama tonight. That's our summer vacation focus for tonight. I'm so excited about this, and I hope that some people are enjoying the summer vacation series. I hope those of you who are listening, you know, appreciate the detailed information. And thank God that you can keep these programs and save the programs and listen to them over time. And so that's our topic for tonight, among some other things. Senior care transportation. Do you need transportation? And it's not just, senior care is not just for seniors anymore. They've expanded their coverage and have a brand new fleet of vehicles. Call now to reserve your car or van to any location for any event, work or pleasure. Senior care transportation is 844-728. Got a couple more notes before I start rambling into my first topic. The Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty pageant is looking for contestants. There is a contestant search Saturday, June 3rd from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at Rolani's Boutique, 22080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. There's a $20 initial fee. And beauty pageant is a showcase of fitness, beauty, and grace for women over 50. So you must be over 50. It's going to be at Rolani's Boutique on 10 Mile Road, the Miss Black Fit and Fine. Here's a number to contact for more information, 248-796-7071. Again, 248-796-7071 for more information on the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant 2017. The actual pageant itself is going to be in September at the St. George's Cultural Center in Southfield. So you have plenty of time to get dolled up and get ready to be a contestant, and you've got time to be at the show. Miss Black Fit and Fine, sponsored by Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Okay, so the big dog and pony show is going on over in the Middle East right now. First of all, I don't know why the White House, the Trump administration, ends up taking almost everybody. I think the only person left here was Mike Pence, and everybody else went. To me, that was complete overdone, not necessary. And, you know, to take that many of the White House team at one time over there for this big dog and pony show, unnecessary. I tell you, man, I really do wish that one of the other candidates won. You know, one of the other Republican, you know, remember the other 16 Republican candidates? Honestly, almost anybody else would have been better than what we've got now. And I don't even know if they're going to, this White House team is even going to remember what was said this past while they're in the Middle East. I have a feeling that all these talking points will change. It changes with the wind, whatever way the wind is blowing. And, you know, and I wouldn't even say months from now. I would say days from now, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a lot of the things that were said, a lot of the things that the White House speechwriters wrote for Mr. Trump, a lot of those things will be backtracked or changed. It's amazing how Trump criticized Michelle Obama for not wearing a headdress, but, you know, Melania didn't wear one, and none of the White House team wore one. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. Trump criticized Barack Obama for not saying radical Islamic terrorism. Well, he didn't have the guts to say it himself this time. He said something Islamist, and then they said it was because he was tired. And then he called them losers. He called the terrorists losers last night because of the attack in Manchester, England, at the Ariana Grande concert. But I think he chose the word losers because he didn't want to use radical Islamic terrorism. And so he's doing the exact same thing. So I just hope that people are seeing through all this. You know, I think the decision by the president to fire the FBI director, James Comey, is probably the single worst decision so far for the administration. You know, all the investigations must continue, especially the FBI investigator. Thank God a special prosecutor has been appointed because the lies continue to spill out of the White House. Can we get one of those other 16 people to take over? I'm just afraid that Mike Pence is going to be next in line. But, you know, it's time for Republicans to take action and stand up to Donald Trump and follow their sense of honesty and fairness and duty and loyalty to the country and the American people and to the Constitution. Have a backbone and stand up for what they believe in. What happened to the principles and morality, wisdom and intelligence that they had all these years? What happened to their sense of right and wrong? Republicans owe Donald Trump nothing. Where is the independent thinking for the Republicans? You're following him over a cliff, and your party has already been destroyed, and your careers will follow. Where are the backbones? What's up with people like the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan? He will never be president now because he's not strong. Paul Ryan followed the president into the White House. He stood and clapped in the Rose Garden with the Trump Care picture. He's been quiet regarding Russia, looking the other way. Paul Ryan is not a leader. Let's just skip right over Paul Ryan and keep moving. Paul Ryan keeps blindly following the president, marching blindly in step, holding on to the idiot in front of you, you know, as Donald Trump takes you and the country over a cliff. Where are the other 16 Republican candidates that ran last year? Almost any one of them would be better than what we have now. You know, there is the House and the investigation, the Senate investigation going out on right now, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee. There has an investigation, the Department of Defense, the Judicial Department Inspector General, Department of Defense Inspector General, the FBI, Special Prosecutor, Financial Crimes, and in the Treasury Department. And, you know, there was a U.S. attorney investigating, but he fired him, but Donald Trump fired him. But, you know, there are more revelations every day. You all know what I'm talking about. You know, but the GOP is silent, but it's time for them to speak out. And, you know, what happened to the Republican agenda? What happened to tax reform or whatever it was, or lowering taxes? Whatever happened to repeal and replace Obamacare? What happened to the wall? What happened to so many other, you know, so far the president has ruled by executive order. You know, all that stuff can be rolled back. Next president comes in. These are not anything binding. They're not laws or anything like that. You know, but the president must show good judgment, restraint, and wisdom. I don't know if we're going to get that. But unfortunately, I say 8 to 12 months, and we're going to be looking for a new president. I think either it's going to happen by way of resignation, or impeachment, or it's going to happen by some sort of criminal, the result of criminal investigation by them removing the president from the White House. I really believe that that's coming. If you heard what James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, what he said that U.S. institutions are under assault from the outside with countries like Russia and our other enemies. And he said that U.S. institutions are under assault internally by Donald Trump. You know, this is James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence. You know, the question is, are we to understand that the Trump presidency is a more serious threat to the country than we believe? James Clapper goes on to say that Donald Trump is challenging the checks and balances. He's challenging the separation of the three branches of government, and that we are under assault, and those distinct three branches are eroding under Donald Trump, that we are under attack by Russia from the outside and by the Trump administration from the inside. That's from the head of the former head of our national defense. Can you believe that? So I hope that you're listening to what's going on. And when the president comes back from his whirlwind tour of the Middle East and saying everything that everybody wants to hear, when he gets back to Washington, there's going to be a lot of soul searching, a lot of things that Donald Trump's going to have to face up to, and Reckoning Day is coming. I just wanted to put my little commentary in there. My name is Michael Van Tull, V-A-N-T-U-L-L. Hit me up on Facebook, Michael Van Tull, V-A-N, space, capital T-U-L-L. I'm also on LinkedIn. This is National Detroit Weekly. A new copy is issued every Wednesday. I generally end up now doing them on Tuesday so that they're available on Wednesday. So I think that might work out sometimes. It works out for me, and I hope it works out for you. that it's available Tuesday and Wednesday, but Wednesday is the day I really want it available. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home and the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. You know, nowadays, so many things are based on credit. Insurance coverage is based on running a credit report. Of course, loans like mortgages and credit cards and cars, car loans are based on credit. If you're going to find a job, your application, they run your credit. You can be declined for a job based on your credit. That's a fact. You want to rent a car, you want to make hotel reservations and other travel costs when you're away from home, out of the country, out of the city, you need a credit card. First Financial, the mission is to provide the highest quality services for our clients so that they can achieve their financial goals. You know, within the first 2 months, your score is going to be boosted up quite a bit. At First Financial, we guarantee that when we're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, lenders, and creditors who determine your purchase power. First Financial has over 15 years of experience. Credit is the key to this world, and it can open so many doors, but the key to perfect credit, of course, is to pay your bills on time. This program with First Financial is a one-year program. So jump on board now. Call the credit repair specialist at First Financial, Diane Gill. That number is 248-327-7965. 248-327-7965. Call Diane Gill, the credit repair specialist today at First Financial. I want to mention there's a local pastor here in Detroit that his wife, First Lady, Evangelist Jacqueline Laster, was laid to rest this past Saturday. And I was at the ceremony, and I just wanted to say that you know, it's a family church, the Laster family, Bishop Charles Laster, know him very well, good friend. His the son and daughter, very, very active in the church every Sunday, all week long. Evangelist Jacqueline Laster was a spiritual warrior, donned by the church, looked on by the members. Our prayers and condolences to the family of Evangelist Jacqueline Laster, who passed in this past week. African Fashions and More. When you walk in there, they're in Oak Park. You find a splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabrics, expert fashion designer on site, low and reasonable prices, direct with public merchandise, experienced craftsmen to create your individual style and outfit. Man, they got it all at African Fashions and More. 248-951-2363. 248-951-2363. Yeah. Joe the Tailor. Here's a special message for Joe the Tailor. Joe the Tailor, I just found out recently he's got some celebrity clients too in there. I haven't seen him, you know, when I go over there, but I a good friend of mine told me who goes there. He said, he has them. He's got the celebrity clients. Joe the Tailor does professional alterations for men and women along with custom suit tailoring and expert advice. You're getting ready for a prom or a wedding? Shop for brand new clothes while you wait and select from a stylish array of tuxedos and handkerchiefs, shirts and ties, belts and socks, cufflinks and blazers. Dry cleaning services are also available. Prices are reasonable and affordable. Service is fast and friendly, and in some cases, the same day. So look your best. Don't be stressed. Call Joe the Tailor at 248-351-0004. Let Joe the Tailor be your fashion consultant. If you're looking for accessories and more to accent your style, Joe the Tailor can hook you up. Joe the Tailor is located at 25853 Lasser Road between 10 Mile and Civic Center in Southfield. So look your best. Don't be a hot mess. Call Joe the Tailor today at 248-351-0004. 248-351-0004. All right. This is National Detroit Weekly with Michael Van Soor. I am glad that you're here, and you can, just a couple ways, at least two. I know there are more, but there's a couple ways you can connect with us. You can call in at 657-383-0565. Again, 657-383-0565, or you can log in on blogtalkradio.com/NDWeekly, National Detroit Weekly. And the keywords is Detroit and or Michael Van Soor, and you'll get right in. It's weekly, and it's commentary, opinions, say what you want to say. I say what I want to say. So that's what it's all about. Right now we're in the middle of our summer vacation series, and we've already – this is our fourth week on our summer vacation series. We've covered Mexico, we've covered Bermuda, we've covered Hawaii, and tonight it's Panama. And how interesting Panama is. This segment, the summer vacation series, is brought to you by Renee Cunningham, the Legacy Protector. Her goal is to inspire you to overcome challenges in your life by discovering your purpose, and to protect the legacy that has been given to you and enabling you to create your own. She is Director of Benefits at American Income Life. Her number is 313-549-0918. 313-549-0918. The Summer Vacation Series is also brought to you by American Standard Roofing. The spring is here. Summer is on the way. And there's no more excuses not to get the roof done, because American Standard Roofing provides free estimates, and financing is also available. They've got crews, certified crews, to come out and fix your roof. They also do gutters, skylights, and sidings. They have the finest, most durable materials. They're Michigan's number one roofer. They even got a design center in there. I've been over there. And they've got all the samples, the colors, the textures. I'm telling you, they can really hook you up. They can really take care of you. Call and let Arnie know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. Panama, that's it tonight. Panama. Panama. Wow. Of course, you know it's in Central America, and if you're planning a vacation, this is another one of those nice vacation spots for you. It's off the beaten path. You won't run into those hordes and crowds of typical vacationers running around with cameras, and you know, it's not tacky, it's different, and it's secluded. It's Panama was explored and settled by the Spanish in the 16th century. Of course, Indians were there already, let's not forget that part. Panama broke with Spain in 1821 and joined Colombia. At that time, it was named the Republic of Gran Colombia. It was Colombia was connected with Ecuador and Venezuela and then Panama. That Republic of Gran Colombia was dissolved in 1830, and Panama remained part of Colombia. But with U.S. backing in 1903, Panama seceded from Colombia and promptly signed a treaty with the U.S. allowing for the construction of a canal and U.S. sovereignty over a strip of land on either side of the structure called the Panama Canal Zone. I've been to Panama. I've been to the Canal Zone. It is one of the seven wonders of the world. That's all I can say. The Panama Canal was built by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers between 1904 and 1914. But by 1977, Jimmy Carter, President Carter, signed an agreement for the complete transfer of the canal from the U.S. back to Panama, or to Panama, by the end of the century. Certain portions of the zone and increasing responsibility of the canal were turned over in the subsequent decades. With U.S. help, dictator Manuel Noriega was deposed in 1989. The entire Panama Canal, the area supporting the canal, remaining U.S. bases were transferred to Panama by the end of 1999, and an ambitious expansion project to more than double the canal's capacity by allowing for more canal transits and larger ships was carried out between 2007 and 2016. So that brings you right up to date on Panama. But I've been on the canal, and it is a wonder, let me tell you. And it's just amazing how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, along with thousands of area workers from Central America, of course, mostly from Panama, cut through that thick jungle and the hills and all the different diseases and challenges. Many people died building the Panama Canal. The terrain over there is just, unforgiving. And it's just amazing that they were able to cut through all those miles of jungle and hills and rock and stone from the Atlantic Ocean or the Caribbean Sea to the Pacific side. You know, Colombia is to the west, Costa Rica is to the east of Panama. Panama is 75,000 square miles, slightly smaller than South Carolina. They have about 2,500 miles of coastline, but like I said, it's tropical and it's rugged and hilly and jungles. So why would you want to go there? Well, because it's actually the scenery is beautiful. You know, you can't have everything. You can't have it all. Now, if you've got, you know, there are a lot of retired Americans living small towns all across Panama in those rugged, hilly areas, in the tropical forests, in the jungles, in the little towns. The cost of living is very low, and the American dollar goes a long way. So it is very lucrative, and many Americans who have retired have gone to Panama and purchased homes and live peacefully and quietly in Panama. They make most of their money on copper, mahogany, shrimps, hydropower, and of course banking. So 30% is agriculture, 40% forest. Panama, the name Panama means abundance of fish. So it's a great place to fish. The capital is Panama City. They are on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And they gained independence from Colombia, like I said, in 1903. President Juan Carlos Varela is the president. And, it's pretty warm there. They have some challenges, environmental challenges, you know, like everywhere else. There are endangered species. There are hazardous waste. There's ship pollution, climate change. And they're losing forests. They're losing trees. So, you know, that's a big concern. It's a big concern. You know, at one time it was, Panama was very important because of the canal. But now because of technology and everything's bigger and faster, it's not all that. It's not as important as it once used to be. I mean, one time it was like you couldn't get through from the Atlantic to the Pacific unless you went through there. But like I said, now it's really, in many cases, it's not necessary. There are many other ways to transport merchandise now. Population, almost 4 million. I think at last count, 3.7 million. It's mostly Indian, Native American, African, white, mixed, Indian white, just mixed. The predominant language is Spanish. Spanish is the, but there are many other smaller, but Spanish is the number one language. It's a Roman Catholic country. Most people, 85% of the population is Roman Catholic. The last time I was there, there was a lot of colorful buses. It's like the bus drivers owned their own bus, and they had their own music. They paint the buses the way they want. Everything, the buses are individualized, so it's very, very entertaining and visually stunning to see the buses coming down the road. Early in the morning when the kids get up for school, they're dressed up in their uniforms, and you see them lined up on the streets waiting for the buses. It's a sight to see. It's a real sight to see. It's nice to see that. The food is rich, you know, because of the tropical weather, and agriculture is the number one way of living there. And so the food is rich. I'll tell you a story. I was staying with some friends the last time I went. And sometimes for dinner, if they wanted vegetables for dinner, they just would go out to the backyard or to their garden and bring it in. Now, at that time, I was kind of relying on double and triple cheese combos from Wendy's. So I go to Panama for about a week, and I all of a sudden now have ripe tomatoes on my plate, ripe bananas, lettuce. Everything was fresh. Everything was ripe. So I think within 5 days, I had to make a visit to the doctor, the clinic, for I would call it severe diarrhea. Just couldn't handle that rich food. They had to give me a shot and get it under control. It was just I guess it was just like I took a bottle of Pepto-Bismol or something like that, but I just couldn't handle it. I was used to double cheese, fry, and a Coke, and a Frosty. And that rich food got to me. When it rained some days, the rain would just pour down. Like, let's say it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's hot and sunny and bright. And then at 1 o'clock, this hard shower just would rain down. Everything would be soaking wet, and you would be drenched. And then by 2 o'clock, it's dry again, and you're like wishing for a rainstorm. It's so hot. It was so intense, and then all of a sudden it's gone. It's amazing. It's a poor country, but when you go in Panama City downtown, you see all these skyscrapers and hotels and banks. Let me tell you, just about every bank in the world is represented in Panama. I think only New York in this side of the Atlantic, I think only New York, maybe Miami, I don't know, have more. But Panama will give them a run for their money. Panama has so many banks. It's all this secret money down there. It's almost like Switzerland. Panama has got some secret money. Of course, a lot of it, some money laundering. It's money, drug money from all over Central and South America and Mexico. I mean, it is, the money is filthy down there, but it's just piles of it. And they have a lot of condos down there, hotels. Downtown Panama City is very deceptive. Like I said, it's a poor country, but you wouldn't tell from parts of Panama City. I remember some places, the gates, they had gated. Some of the condos are gated, and then you drive in and you drive down into your parking lot. When you come up out of your parking lot, the gate opens. You can come out and go about your business. But it is a very, very wealthy part of Panama, Panama City. The restaurants are great. I stopped at a restaurant and had some shrimp, and the shrimp, I've never seen shrimp this big before, but you know what? It comes from, they said it was from the Pacific, which we could look out the window at the restaurant. The food is great. The seafood is great, fresh, and plentiful. But you know what? They do have poor areas now. I mean, there are a lot of shacks and a lot of tin shacks and just makeshift houses and people just living the best way they could. So there are some issues about the distribution of wealth and the availability of things. There are the haves and the have-nots, you know, just like Mexico. When we talk about Mexico, a couple weeks ago, but Panama has its share of poor sites too. Now the canal zone. I tell you, you know that you were on the American area when you were on the canal zone, because the streets were bigger, palm trees, the buildings were very well put together, think sidewalks, tree-lined streets. You knew very well kept. I mean, now Panama controls it, but when I went, the U.S. had it under control. But you could tell as soon as you passed the security gate and went into the canal zone area, which was the American zone, you knew that the Americans were in charge of that area, because it was kept at a much higher standard than the rest of Panama, really. You know, I can say it because I was born there. I guess I should have said that at first. I did go back. I went back as an adult, but I was born there, and in a town called Ancon, A-N-C-O-N. And I did go back there, and I saw the city, the little town. I saw where I grew up and things like that, but nice country. When I went the airport, it was really like a homecoming for me, because there was two lines, Panamanians and then all others. So there was only two choices you can make. And at that time, I was able to go in the Panamanian line, and they didn't even search my luggage. They just waved me on, and it was like, come on, brother, welcome home. And it was the first time I really felt like I belonged somewhere for real, even though I, you know, was living here. But I am an American citizen, by the way, so let's not get it twisted. They love boxing, and you know, I remember the lottery. People sold lottery tickets on the streets. You know, the official lottery tickets, little official lottery sales, a lot of T-shirts. Women are very attractive, I tell you. When I was there, that's one of the things I remembered while I went shopping on the streets, the city streets, and how beautiful the women were. You know, the Indian, the color, the African color in their skin, some of the mixed, and just beautiful, beautiful women down in Panama. Did I forget anything? Just that maybe you should get your ticket and start booking your hotel. I hope that was entertaining for you and interesting, and I hope that gave you an opportunity, you know, made you think about taking a trip there as part of our summer vacation series. So just keep that in mind, you know, this summer or next summer when you want to take that trip to Panama. Try Panama. Now, don't mix it up with Panama City, Florida, because when I went to visit Panama, I went to my travel agency and I said I'd like a round trip ticket to Panama City. And so I went in, they did it and charged my credit card and everything, because I was staying with friends and family, and so I just needed the round trip air ticket. But when I got into the lobby to take the elevator it was downtown Detroit, and when I was headed out, I realized it said Panama City, Florida, FL, whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute. And it was like cheaper, and I'm like, that's all it is, a round trip to Panama City, Florida, to Panama City, Panama. So I had to go back in and tell them, no, I don't want to go to Panama City, Florida. I mean, I'm sure it's nice and swimming is great and all that kind of stuff, but just not this time. I want to go to Panama City, Panama, in Panama, Central America. I remember I ended up saying Central America. So when you buy your ticket, make it very clear that it's Panama in Central America, the country, the Republic of Panama. Let them know that. The Spanish-speaking Republic of Panama. Let them know that. That's what it's, you know, that's where you're going. So hope you enjoyed that information about Panama. So now it's on you. Get ready to go. And that's part of our summer vacation series. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Thank you for sitting in with me here on National Detroit Weekly News, commentary, opinions, and summer vacation options that we give you. So now we've covered four, and I don't even know what the next one's going to be. But you can go back and listen to some of the previous programs, listen to my comments about Mexico, Bermuda, Hawaii, and I'll tell you one secret. So far, I've talked about places that I've been, and maybe next time I'll cover a place that I haven't been, and that is the UK. I know they had a terrorist attack last night at an Ariana Grande concert, and the United Kingdom in mind, and I think maybe I will talk about London and the UK next time. I haven't been there, but I've bought a lot of stuff from the UK, you know. Let's see, some of the things. I love their candies. I love Cadbury. I love Jaguar motor cars, things like that, you know. So I think I just made my decision that the next show, the next vacation spot we're going to spotlight on our summer vacation series will be the United Kingdom, the UK, London. Okay? All right. This is National Detroit Weekly. We're doing it live now, but then we have it available to you tomorrow, so we'll let you know. If you're missing it now, we'll let you know when that it's available. And as soon as I finish up, it's going to be available for you. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. That's the Ellis Funeral Home at 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. At the Ellis Funeral Home, we are a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. So go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph. The Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. Also, National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, and its lead attorney, Cliff Pasco. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker is a full-service national law firm committed to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs. They have a 40-year history of representing people of all ages, religions, and ethnic backgrounds. Also, have had a number of joint working agreements with local organizations, unions, and churches, because they are the pastor's choice, specializing in serving pastors, churches, and congregations. They're experts in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning and labor and employment law, and much more. The number for Pasco, Tashman, and Walker is 248-353-7750. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is a public relations company servicing businesses and candidates. Go to MichiganOcean.com and set up an interview and a consultation with one of our representatives. Michigan Ocean is a business resource and referral service that will help your company grow. Let us connect you to local and national lenders and use our networking database. Michigan Ocean is a radio and advertising sales team. Let us create and air your next commercial. We can also produce and air your next radio or TV show. Go to MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300. Go all the way up with Michigan Ocean. Detroit Industrial Cleaners. If your building needs cleaning, call Detroit Industrial Cleaners because they will get it done no matter what the size, from 5,000 square feet to 1 million for a fair bid. On schools, offices, or churches, they have the references to back them up, too. They will set up and break down, floors and furniture. They have 4 floor care programs. They remove garbage and debris. They have deep cleaning, sanitizing equipment. And guess what? They do windows. They are insured and bonded on site. Call 313-333-3360. A lot of threes there. Let me go over it again. Call for Donnie or Mr. Donnie, Mr. Brian, Miss Joanne, or Mr. Bellagio. The number is 313-333-3360. All right. We are getting close to our last 5 minutes. If you missed it this time, you can call in and make a comment, talk to me at 657-383-0565, 657-383-0565. And my thanks to American Standard Roofing. If you want to get your roof done, let me give you the number now, 248-350-2323. American Standard Roofing. And Joe the Tailor, thank you, Joe the Tailor, for your support of National Detroit Weekly, Professional Alterations for Men and Women, Custom Suit Tailoring. And they have the new suits right there. Prices are reasonable and affordable. Service is fast and friendly. And in some cases, the same day, they even have dry cleaning services. Joe the Tailor, you can reach him at 248-351-0004. 248-351-0004. So, again, thank you. I know I had to do my little political commentary earlier, and I just wanted to get that out the way, especially with the dog and pony show going on over in the Middle East now and all the, big grand speeches and the promises being made and things being said the way everybody wants to hear. And now it looks like Mr. Trump wants to be a Middle East peace broker. Okay. All right. Well, I hope he can do it, but if it's anything like his past record on anything, I just don't know if he's up to it to handle something like that. I just doubt it. Relani's Boutique presents the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant. They're looking for contestants. You must be 50 or older, and you must be fit and fine. On Saturday, June 3rd, from 12 to 5, at Relani's Boutique, 22080 West 10 Mile. That's the contestant search, Saturday, June 3rd. It's a $20 application fee. The actual pageant is going to be in September. The contestants now. They need the contestants now. So keep that in mind. All right. I will let you know, I just did a poetry and jazz show. As some of you know, I tend to do some poetry and jazz every now and then. And I just did a show at Cola's in Farmington Hills with my DJ Gam, G-A-M. He backed me up on some instrumental jazz tracks, and we did some about a 35-minute set. Food was great. Caribbean African food at Cola's. We had a great time, a good crowd. I'm looking at doing another one, I think maybe in August, while it's nice and hot and warm, and then maybe another one in October. So we'll keep you up to date on that. If you'd like to just go to my Facebook page, and that's all I can tell you right now. Just go to my Facebook page and just friend me, and then you'll be in the loop. Look for Michael, and the last name is V-A-N, Van, capital T-U-L-L. It's three words, Michael Van Tool. Click on send me a friend request, and we'll get you in the loop, okay? All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. I hope you enjoy the summer vacation series. Hope you enjoyed Panama tonight. Hope you enjoyed Mexico, Bermuda, and Hawaii. And I think next time we'll go with the UK, the United Kingdom. Some of my favorite products, my favorite chocolate bar comes from the United Kingdom, Cadbury, hazelnut and almond. My favorite car, the UK, the Jaguar. My favorite candies. Roundtree, my favorite candies come from the United Kingdom. So there's a connection I have, and I do want to get there one day. Thank you again. I love you all. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, every week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll issue a new copy of National Detroit Weekly. Good night.